الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: ولقد وصينا الذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبلكم وإياكم أن اتقوا الله. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: كن في الدنيا كأنك غريب أو عابر سبيل، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. الحمد لله. My dear respected elders and brothers, we make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this ni'mat of iman, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has afforded us the great opportunity to see another month of Ramadan. As we know, in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when two people passed away, one was a shaheed, he passed away, and another passed away a year later. And a person saw in his dream that the one who passed away 1 year later, he never passed away as a shaheed, but he entered Jannah before the shaheed. So he asked, and this surprised him. So when he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, has not he kept Ramadan, fasting of Ramadan, and read salat of 1 year extra? So great is this in the eyes of Allah, that extra time that he had at his end, 1 year of extra time, 1 month of extra fasting, and 1 year of extra salah, was so great and so high that he actually entered Jannah before the shaheed. My dear respected ladies and brothers, we need to make shukr to Allah that Allah has given us this time. This time is our capital to build our akhirah. This time is such that we can achieve a lot of things with this time. And the greatest thing we can achieve is the happiness of Allah, and we can achieve Jannatul Firdaus with this time that we have, if we use it in a ita'at and obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if a person loses this time, then he has lost everything. And this is what you say, khusaran, where a person is in loss. And loss, real loss, is when a person had something, and then he had, like you say, he had gold, and he lost the opportunity, and then he lost everything. So my dear respected ladies and brothers, in this month of Ramadan, this is the time for us to see how we can increase in our ta'alluq and our relation with Allah. How much we increasing in our ita'at and our obedience of Allah. We have to make, at this time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making it easy for us. The shayateen are chained up in this month, and there's so much rahmat and mercy of Allah coming down. This is the opportunity we need to take, where we have to push ourselves. And if we're not habitual of doing good deeds, we have to become habitual of doing good deeds. And push ourselves, especially in this month, to see how we can increase in our ita'at and obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we'll put that first step forward, then what will happen afterwards? It will become easier for us to then continue to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the month where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so that you may achieve taqwa. This taqwa is such an important thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, every mu'min has iman. Ulama say, وَالتَّفَاضُلُ بَيْنُهُمْ بِالْحَقِيقَةِ وَالتَّقْوَى. What is where the mu'mineen, their distinction from another Muslim, is based on his taqwa. وَمُخَالَفَةِ الْهَوَى. How much he goes against his desires, and he obeys the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ambiya alayhi salatu wassalam, when they came in this world, one of the maqsads of the maqsad of Ambiya alayhi salatu wassalam, an objective, is to take us out of our hawa, to take us out of following our own desires, and take us out from living the life that we wish, how we wish, when we wish, and to bring us onto the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, onto huda, that is, we must obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, come onto what is the wish of Allah, what is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what we must bring. This is what is this month of Ramadan teaching us. This is what we say, taqwa, such an important thing that Allah says, وَلَقَدْ وَصَّيْنَا الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ أَنِ اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. We had given advice and wasiyya to you, to the people of the book, before you and to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we have given this advice to the Ahl al-Kitab, the people of the scriptures before you. And our advice to you also, أَنِ اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ, that is, you need to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to bring this taqwa and the consciousness of Allah in our life, where we come out of that life of desires. I can love my life and I'm free to do, it's my life and I can do what I want. And that is the mizaj and the mindset of the people outside in the kuffar. يَتَمَتَّعُونَ وَيَأْكُلُونَ كَمَا تَأْكُلُ الْأَنْعَامِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they eat and they drink like our animals and have no objective in life. Do as they wish, how they wish. وَالنَّارُ مَثْوَى لَهُمْ. Their abode will be the fire of Jahannam. A mu'min is not like this. He won't just love his life like how he wishes and when he wishes and spend his money as he wishes and where he wishes. Sometimes the concept even comes in a person is my money, I can do as I want. No, there'll be hisab of where you spend that money, there'll be accountability where I put that money also. You will have to answer to Allah. If it is halal, if it is haram money, then it is straight zadahu ila an-nar, to be his provisions for the fire of Jahannam. So a mu'min in his life, in his wealth and everything, we are bound by the command of Allah. We have to come out of this mentality, as I wish and I want, how I can do, it's okay. No, the life of Ambiya alayhi salatu wasalam, we cannot do as we wish. We cannot do what we want. We have to do what Allah wants from us. We have to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to make this part of our habit. I need to uphold the command of Allah. This is the greatest thing that I can do, is to uphold the command of Allah in my life. And I have to continue to obey the command of Allah until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala counts me amongst these obedient slaves. And until I can leave this world in a state that I am obedient slave to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then I am a successful person. That will be the real success. Not the sex of this dunya. Not whether I got this dunya or whether I never got this dunya. The real success is, to what extent have I obeyed Allah? And to what extent I die on the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the real success. When Ambiya alayhi salatu wasalam came in this world, they came in this world with that same message. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا لِيُطَاعَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. To instill in the people the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to come out of the free thinking life. I can do wish, what I want, how I want. No. That is what this Ramadan is teaching us. This is the time to increase in that taqwa and to increase in the obedience of Allah. So this mindset continues to come into us. I cannot do what I want. I cannot spend what I want. I am bound by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will have to give accountability to Allah. When I have to return to Allah, when I have to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today it might seem I'm getting away doing what I want, because there's no accountability. But tomorrow there is only accountability. وَغَدًا حِسَابٌ وَلَا عَمَلٌ. On the day of Qiyamah, there is only hisab and there's no amal. There's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. O people of Iman, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدٍ. Every person has to see, what have I done for tomorrow? How much have I prepared for the day of Qiyamah? How much have I prepared and set forth for tomorrow? Today in this dunya, it's like a dream. When a man is in a dream, and he's dreaming something, for example, he's dreaming that he's eating some food, he's hungry and he's enjoying the food. As long as he's dreaming that, he's really enjoying it. But if a person is in a nightmare, he's really scared. When he's in that sleep of his and he's dreaming that he's enjoying something, it's for real. He feels like he's really enjoying it. Only when he wakes up and then he realizes, no, I'm still hungry, I still need food. It was just a dream. Anyway, it was a nice dream for that moment. And if it was something, what you say, a nightmare or something that, then you say, shukr, I'm still alive. It was just a dream, it's gone. In this dunya is the same. A man thought, I got this and I've earned so much. When Malikul Mawt comes to that person, when death stands at that person, then he'll realize, مَا كُنْتَ إِلَّا فِي غُرُورٍ. You are nothing but deception, it was just a dream. Everything is gone from you. You were living a life where you thought everything was yours, and you were enjoying everything, and you were like enjoying it in the dream. Now you're coming to the real life. Now you're coming to the real life of Akhirat. وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانِ. The real life is the life of Akhirat. لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. If only insan knows that that is the real life. Mufassirin say, لَمَا آثَرُ الْفَانِي عَلَى الْبَاقِي. He will never ever give preference to the temporary life of this world over the eternal life of Akhirah. He will never ever do such a useless sale where he'll sell his Akhirat to achieve the life of this dunya. He will always give preference to what is eternal and forever and what is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what we have to understand in this month. How we can increase in our ita'at. How we can bring this obedience of Allah in our life. If in this month it cannot be achieved, then we have to ask ourselves, when there's so much means that Allah has created, for us to obey Allah to become easy, when are we going to achieve this year? We have to continue. We have to force ourselves. Habitual come out of that thing that I can do what I want. Habitually we'll force ourselves. Then slowly, slowly it will come as a habit in a person, and after it will become what we would say, it will become ibadah, and it will become after that to such an extent, it becomes integral quality of that person, where he now he cannot leave out his salah. And after that, what will happen? It becomes the most beloved to him after it. He'll give preference to that over everything. But this is the stage. First, we have to push ourselves to come into the ita'at of Allah. It will be little but difficult. That is what is Jannat and that is what Jahannam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, حُجِبَتِ الْجَنَّةُ بِالْمَكَارِهِ حُجِبَتِ النَّارُ بِالشَّهْوَاتِ Jannat has the parda of difficulty. Going against our desire, I have to wake up in the morning for salah, I have to come to the obedience of Allah. That is Jannah. And when you break that parda and you go against, and you go what you will say, you go against the desires, and you do those things that is against your nafs, you have broken that veil. Jannat is already there after that. And Jahannam is covered with desires. And that is the veil. If you break that veil and you follow your desires, then what is after that is Jahannam. وَعُجِبَتِ النَّارُ بِالشَّهْوَاتِ So this was the life of Ammiya alayhi salatu wasalam, what they taught us. Don't follow what you feel you want to do. Don't do as you wish what you want to do. Understand, you are a slave of Allah. Allah has brought you from where to where. Where were you one day? Who has given you what you have? What ni'mats and bounties you're having is only from Allah. Your submission needs to be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your obedience is totally to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Iyaka na'bud. Oh Allah, you alone do we worship. Wa iyaka nasta'een. And only you do we seek our help from. Who do we turn to? Who's the being that we can turn to in every difficulty? We can only turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Against everything we only have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what we have to learn in this month. Come out of everything. Come out of our desires. Come on to the ita'at of Allah, in obedience of Allah. Make it a habit. And after habit, it will become part of our life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then after habit, it will become part and parcel of our life. And it will become ibadat. And that person will then continue to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And bring these good deeds in his life. To such an extent that inshallah his mort will come in that condition. And that is what we need. That these good qualities become a quality in our life where we cannot separate from these qualities. We cannot separate ourselves from salah. We cannot separate ourselves from the ita'at and the obedience of Allah. And we're giving preference to this. And even higher than this, we cannot separate ourselves even from making an effort in giving sacrifice for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was also the most beloved thing to Sahaba. To see how they could sacrifice for the deen of Allah. That how Allah's deen can come alive. More than my comfort at home, and more than whatever I have at home, better than that is if I can strive and I can make an effort for Allah's deen to come alive. لِتَكُونَ كَلِمَةُ اللَّهِ الْعُلْيَا Allah's deen coming alive. This is now, I'm getting more and more closer. Likewise, the life of Ammiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Two things in the life of Ammiya alayhi salatu wasalam, which summarizes the life of Ammiya alayhi salatu wasalam. They were all awliya. They were walis of Allah. They had that special relation with Allah. Whatever was the command of Allah, they never went against the command. Against every, no matter what conditions was against them, they never ever sacrificed the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They always upheld the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Mu'atami says, what is the creed of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam? Ita'ati haq, obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam taught us. When Allah tested him, what he said, فَأَتَمَّهُمْ Every command of Allah, he brought it into his life. And while they had that special relation with Allah and the ta'alluq with Allah, and they upheld every command of Allah, the second part of the Nabi's life was his nabuwat, was his da'wat, where he made an effort and he sacrificed everything in his life. That how does deen of Allah can come to each and every person? How deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how each and every person can be saved from the fire of Jahannam. How does deen of Allah can come? We have to make that same effort on ourselves and starting from our own family people first. قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا Save yourself, save your family people. Salat is it coming to my life. This obedience of Allah is to come. This fikr and worry for akhirah. If we lost that fikr, ulama say, if that fikr of akhirah is not in this person, where he doesn't have that even worry of akhirah, then it is like a person who's dead. There's no fikr of akhirah. He's like a murda person. They say this person is dead because he doesn't have the real worry of his real eternal abode, where he has to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Allah says, وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَّا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. Last ayat of Quran to be revealed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. Fear that day when your return is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How are we going to answer to Allah? That must be the worry about Qiyamah and Akhirat. Yasin, we read Surah Yasin normally in the morning. Ulama say that is normally known as the qalb of Quran, the heart of the Quran. Why? Allah has spoken about Qiyamah in such a way, Mufti Shafi Sahib says, in such a ajeeb way Allah has spoken about it. That is why Yasin is this year. Then he himself mentions that person who lost that worry of Akhirat is like he doesn't have a heart after us. We have to see how we can bring that worry. How am I going to stand in front? How much have I prepared for tomorrow? What have I done in this world? That is what Shaitan is going to tell you, how much is still left in this world. The things of this world won't come to an end. We have to see how we can free ourselves. Forcefully we have to free ourselves to prepare for the real life of Akhirah. We don't know when mort is coming to us. In this month, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that when a person is keeping this roza, this is the lesson. Things that are halal for us, eating, drinking, in normal times is halal. We are commanded by Allah and having relationship. Those things we have to make it, we have to sacrifice. Those things that we cannot do, that are normally halal. What's the lesson? That how we can see that those things that are for always haram, how we can leave that out of our life. This is the training ground in the month of Ramadan, where even things that are halal, desirous things, we're going against our desire to uphold the command of Allah now. We love to eat, we love to drink. Hungry man is an angry man. He loves it. Now he has to uphold the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to uphold the command of Allah, he goes against his desires. This is the lesson of taqwa. That even things that are halal now, I cannot do it to uphold the command of Allah. That's why we have to come out of this. I have to uphold every command of Allah in every part of the year. That is why this roza has a great influence in breaking this nafs. Because a person is actually leaving out things that are beloved to him. This is the lesson that we have to see. How can I come unto the command of Allah and start preparing for the day of Qiyamah? Rasulullah said, now when the person, that is why the ulama say, the real roza is what? The real fast is the fast from everything that is disobedience, every disobedience of Allah, and to obey the command of Allah. That person will stay away, things are beloved to him, things are different, but he'll stay away from all haram, only to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is keeping the real roza. And what will be the iftar of that person? His real iftar will be at the time when he has to leave this dunya. That will be the time of وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ. Malaika will tell him, now whatever you want. In this dunya you restrained yourself. Now take it. Here's your iftar. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ. Whatever your heart desires. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. Whatever you ask with the tongue, Allah is going to give it to you. This will be the best of iftar at that time. نُزُلًا مِّنْ غَفُورٍ رَّحِيمٍ. This is ikram from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لِلصَّائِمِ فَرْحَتَانِ فَرْحَةٌ عِنَّ فِطْرِهِ وَفَرْحَةٌ عِنَّ لِقَاءِ رَبِّهِ. When a person breaks his fast, it's natural, and a person is prevented from something. Now when he's given the opportunity, now he could not eat, and now he starts to eat. It's natural at that time, his happiness is there. And then he meets Allah, the reward that Allah is going to give him. That will be the happiness. Similarly, when that person will obey the commands of Allah, his real happiness will be at that time when he has to leave this dunya. فَرْحَةٌ عِنَّ فِطْرِي. That time when the malaika will give him basharat. In the riwayat it comes, there will be nothing more beloved to this person after the malaika give him that basharat than now to leave this dunya and to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Poet says it so nicely. He says, وَيَوْمَ الْإِقَاقِ. Oh Allah, the day when it is my time to meet you, ذَاكَ فِطْرُ الصِّيَامِ. That will be the iftar of my roza now. That will be my time of iftar now. That will be when the malaika tell this person, أَلَّا تَخَافُوا. Don't fear what's going to come forward. وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. Don't grieve what you're leaving behind, that family and everything and all the worries. وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ. The glad tidings of Jannatul Firdaus. When they're going to tell this person, at the time when he's about to leave this dunya, at the time when death comes to him, at the time of Sakarat, they're going to give him this info, and they're going to give him this glad tidings, and now he starts to see this. Now when this mu'min is given basharat of something greater, such greatness, of such great ni'mats, then there's nothing more beloved to him than to leave this dunya and to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. كما تعيشون تموتون وكما تموتون تحشرون. Like how you love in this world, that's how we will pass away. We need to see how we can love in the world, following the commands of Allah, coming out of that mindset and that mentality, I want to do as I wish. And if we follow the commands of Allah, we'll pass away. Like how we lived in this dunya in a ta'at of Allah, we'll be resurrected. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ هُوَ الْأُبَيَّ اللَّهِ إِنِ رَسُولِ. Allah's reward for such a person when he'll pass away in a ta'at of Allah, Allah will honor him with the company of the anbiya, of the siddiqeen, and the shuhada wa salihin. So how this can come into our life, and starting with our family people and every person around us, that how this deen of Allah, this worry must first come. How much have I prepared for my akhirah? And how much my family has prepared for akhirah? How much, how we can prepare together so we can become successful? This must be there. We need to see, inshallah. Little bit time we have to give also. This month of Ramadan is also there. See, we can go out little bit in a path of Allah. Come out of our little bit of our, what I would say, a little bit of our, what you would say, occupation in this world, in our worldly occupations, and give that little bit time in the masjid, spend more time in the masjid, so that at least that little bit worry can come into us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all. Thank you.